In announcing this policy change, the governor called the current cap on the number of families getting benefits a timeout, needed so the state could audit the program and find ways to make it more efficient. The cap that allowed only 43,000 people to get benefits did create hardships for some. Lynn Breedlove of Disability Rights Wisconsin says lifting it is good news for people who've been on waiting lists.
There's a lot of people who are hanging on by their fingernails. It's very tough to go without services. We have several thousand people in Wisconsin in that situation, including Milwaukee County, where we have the largest number of people waiting. So this is a big deal for Wisconsin. It's a very big deal for Milwaukee County.
The audit completed in April found ways to provide care more cost-effectively, so the state can now pump $80 million more dollars into it. Governor Walker says that should mean no more waiting lists, and it will allow for the expansion of the program to 14 counties that don't have it. But the nine-month timeout created problems for some counties. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson says it was clear before the audit that the program was working well and needed to be expanded. He says the enrollment cap forced him to raise county taxes.
We used $1 million in savings and $1.3 million in new levy. So we had to raise the levy to try to accommodate this misguided policy change that Governor Walker instituted 9 months ago.
Nelson says he's glad the governor reversed that change, but he says he'll be watching closely to make sure the necessary state laws are passed to remove the enrollment cap and that federal regulators approve changes in the way the state uses its Medicaid dollars. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.